Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew, chapter 21. And let's read from verse 1 to verse 17. Speak about him, our Lord in Jerusalem. And he entered the temple. You know, today is many days celebrating the scores. Constantly. They want to fulfill the culture. But they are not aware of his sin. We are called to fulfill the scripture. We are called to fulfill the scripture. Let us learn from the scripture. Matthew 21, verse 1 to 17, and when they draw near unto Jerusalem, and were come to Bethphage, unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go to the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass tied, and a colt with her, loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say ought unto you, you shall say, the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, Tell me the daughter of Zion, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting upon an ass, and a colt the foal of an ass. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. And they brought the ass to the court and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down the branches from the trees and strewed them in the way. And the multitude that went before that father cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. And blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. And when he had come to Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth of Galilee. And Jesus went into the temple of God, and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore pleased, and said unto him, hearest thou what they say? And Jesus said unto them, Ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast perfected the place. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he was there. Just pray, God, thank you for your word that you send us, always to enlighten our mind, to remind us of your word, to the things that we need to do, to the character that we need to achieve, to the work that you want us to do, O Lord. I pray you speak to us through the message, ignite our heart and mind with the things of yours, fill us with compassion toward your work that is left undone in the name of Jesus. I pray tonight to raise up servants of yours who are willing to go on and save you and commit their life to you. Put verses and scripture on my lips in the message where it needs to go to the people who need to hear this word of yours. I pray for healing of people, I pray for revival, I pray for solutions, I pray for salvations, I pray for deliverance of those who are in need, I pray for answers, I pray for details to be given to those who are asking certain questions to you, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now here, the Lord, at the end of His ministry, and He's going toward the cross. Now He came to Jerusalem. He was coming to Jerusalem to the feast of Passover, the feast of the feast, the Pentecost, and also the feast of Tabernacles. That's where He was journeying, because that's the command of God. But now He entered to reach Jerusalem to be in the Passover, and there He will die. Yes, so he needs to enter now as a coming there king. Officially he is the Messiah. He did this to fulfill the scriptures. All what Christ did, He did not follow the custom of the people opinion or the family ties or the groups around Him, but all what He did in fulfilling the scriptures. In order to fulfill the scriptures, He should not go walking, but He should ride on a donkey, called, and He should enter Jerusalem. That goes with what the prophet Zechariah says in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Book of Zechariah, chapter 9, verse 9. The state rejoices greatly, O daughter of Zion, shout, O daughter of Jerusalem, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, he is just, and having salvation, lowly and riding upon an ass, and upon our cause the fall of an ass. So here, particularly in the book of Matthew, He told them, His disciples, when they drew near Jerusalem, He told them they were to come to near a village, and He told them you go to that village, the name of the village is Bethphage, and you find there an ass, and tied with her also her foal. Both of them, I'll tell them, I'll bring them to me, so that the scripture will be fulfilled. You know, when we go in the scriptures, you know what will happen? You will be very strange in the world. When you go along the deeper mind, you are acceptable to them. But when you follow the scripture by the leading of the Holy Spirit, you'll be very strange. Have you ever seen somebody riding on two donkeys? Have you ever? Yes. Because when they brought him, because that was the prophet Zechariah, I don't know, I didn't study at that time, they were riding on two donkeys or. But that was through the scriptures. But what I understood that it is a mother and her child. They brought both of them. They brought both of them, and they put their clothes on them, and he sat unto them. Did you see here? And they said, and brought the ark and the cloth, and put on them their clothes. And they set him there, set him there on. So here there is, so this you get imagine. Now if you see me, you know, riding a horse or a donkey, it is acceptable, no? Although while you are not getting the cloth, but if you see me sitting on a donkey, and I am putting my legs on her baby, that's strange. That's what he did. But I think that it is more comfortable, you know, like a king. A king, you know, when he sits down, he puts his feet on something also to support his feet as part of the throne, you know, comfort things. They put their cloth on it, and he sat on it. Very beautiful is when he told him, go and bring these two. He told him, if they would ask you what for, why like this, why are you taking them? He told them, what he told them? When they were asked why you are losing them, saying that, see, the Lord has need of them. And you get the point? The Lord has need of them. You know, I'm imagining today, if the Lord has need of these two donkeys, how about he and you? Do you think that God needs you? Are you available to him? Raise up your hand. God needs us. And you know these donkeys, they are trained. They took him from Bethlehem. They reached him until there, into Jerusalem, because he's the king. He did not ride the horse, because when he rides a horse, he is coming to invade. That's why when we follow Christ, we have to be led by the Holy Spirit. We cannot use our sword and fight along the way. We have to be really controlled, because what you see here in verse 5, behold, thy king cometh unto thee, meek and sitting, meek, humble. God wants us to be humble, so he can, because God used humble people, he can ride comfortably on us. That's where the foot of the Holy Spirit, sometimes there is something lower than you, and you are carrying that load and you want to kick, but there is a time table that we need to humble ourselves until we reach to the end of the journey, that Christ would go down ahead of us and he would go down to 10 tables upside down. But I want to speak about this mother and her baby. Both of them, they were in harmony, yeah? Mother and her daughter, mother or her son, both of them, they were serving Christ, amen? Yeah? And they were moving slowly, slowly, in harmony, together. If someone of them go fast, the other is slow, they'll be maybe disturbance. So God wants us also, when we serve him, we have to be pleased also with one another, balancing the load that is on us. So that Christ will be comfortable and the mission of the Lord will continue. How many here is like that? Mother and her daughter serving the Lord together, or father and her, and her son. Have you got the point here? We should walk in harmony with one another so that Christ's mission will go forward to the place that he wanted to be reached. want to speak about how the people receive him. Now of course, he is the king and they must be rejoicing. And they start to sing, and we need to sing to the Lord, we need to rejoice when he call us, when he ride on us, and when he uses us to bring him to the places that he need to reach. The people, they get some branches of trees, and that's what they used to do in the Feast of Tabernacles, part of their rejoicing and happiness. But there's something they did. They get their clothes and they put it on the road so that he will go, not he, his donkeys will, as he's riding on, will step on them. You know, those same people, maybe you ask me and you say that maybe they were rejoicing. But those same people who are the one who was in the same crowd, possibly they are the same group of people who stayed to Christ crucifying. But my point here, if you go and analyze this, what they did, all of us they are wearing clothes because we are coming to church. Yeah? Can we get this cloth and put it on the ground? And to make it, you know, dirty? Do you think that the Lord needs such things? Let us go give about this. It needs to be washed after that or no? Need to be washed. Who will wash it? You know, sometimes we do things by our emotions. But it was necessary. We can sing, we can shout, we can bring branches. Yeah? But we do things to express that we are happy, but Christ is not after these external things that we show that we love the Lord. It's all emotions. We cannot get Christ or God with our emotions. Clothes need to be washed. Amen? Who will wash? The man or the woman? Yeah? Yeah? Or the man? Water needed or no? Yes, in everywhere over the world there is shortage of water. Yeah? Shortage of time, shortage of money, shortage of everything. And still people cannot understand the humility that God wants us to live. And when he entered the city and all of them, they were shouting and they were happy. Still, Christ did not stop until he reached the temple. And in the temple we have prayed. Say in the 12th, and Jesus went to the temple of God and cast all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the many chambers and the seats of them that sold doth. There are things Christ wants to change in that situation. They were their heart on selling and buying, about money. Of course, when their focus is not about God, you are cheating, lies, because the heart is not set on the right thing that God wants it to sit on. In Isaiah 56, verse 7, What we have read from verse 1 to verse 17, there is also of scripture fulfilled. But at the level, there is people who should need to put their clothes on their hands to walk on. We do many things out of emotion, not to fulfill scripture. Isaiah 56, verse 7, why the Lord overturned the table, the spirit, and say, even them will I bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offering and their sacrifices shall be accepted upon my altar. For mine house shall be called a house of prayer for all people. When he entered the temple, and the temple were having selling and buying, the purpose of the temple was not for selling and buying or for trading. The purpose of the temple was that it be a house of prayer, not only for the Jews, the Israelites, but the house of a prayer for all the nations. So what God would expect is the temple would be clean and he is accepted. He will not only find the Jewish people there, but all the nations would flock together to worship the Lord. And that's where here God, even tonight, reminding us that God cares not only for a few people, not only for a few nationalities, but for the rest that we have not yet we are his. We need to read them. In the book of Jeremiah chapter 7, God wants us to evangelize. God wants us to engage in prayer. God wants us to love the other nations and to bring them near to God. God wants that our life should not have any greed or about material things, but should love God more than anything, and that love of God will be a light for other people to come to know God. Book of Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11, in this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes. Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord. And that's what, when he enters the temple, he sees with his own eyes, how they were selling and buying, and just for them become just a way for living. Let's go back to the book of Matthew 21. This is verse 14. So we understand that scripture needs to be fulfilled, not culture or tradition. Church in timing, we move from place to place, the church moving from place to place, from stage to stage, as ordained with the Holy Spirit, we are guided by the scriptures. God wants, we understand that God wants to use our life. He wants to ride on us. Amen. As he was riding on these two donkeys, one time I read a short story about two donkeys. Somebody who was riding here, they were speaking to one another. He said, "What? How about the people? Last week we were in Jerusalem and everyone were happy to receive us. and they put in the front of us their clothes and we step on them. But this week, no more. The writer of the story was pointing out that the people were not celebrating these donkeys, but they were celebrating the one who was riding on them. What have been the story in our midst tonight? Maybe the Lord is riding on you. The people are not seeing you, but they are seeing the Lord. And you are maybe ignored or no one recognizes you. It does not make a difference. Still, God is seeing what you are doing. People will change. Even their opinion with us has been changed all over and over. But His opinion to what we offer Him service and what is in our heart toward Him, He knows it and He will reward us and He will reward you. In verse 14, say, and the blind and the lame came to Him in the temple and He healed them. In the midst of all this corruption that He saw, there are people who need God. Lame and blind. In other words, lame and blind, maybe they are not much. Amen? Maybe we are overwhelmed with much corruption and filtering right and left, but they are lame and blind. We should not overlook them. Sometimes we are seeing the tables, we think that we are seeing the corruption and we are condemning that, that's fine. But they are also beside Him, lame and blind. He cries here very beautifully. The blind and the lame, even His own tables, they didn't go in. Yes, Jesus. He hears them, He cares for them. Let us not overlook those who are in need of our help. Because the Christ is feeding them through our life. They were the chief priests and the scribes, and the people were shouting, Hosanna. Hosanna means save us. They didn't come to Hosanna. And they were jealous of the people while they are shouting to the Lord. The Lord told them in verse 16, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, thou art perfected the grace. You see here, what the people did, the Lord reflected back on the people as the scriptures. So there are things we do, translated into the scriptures, but there are also things we do, not in the scriptures. You know, life is examined. And we have the manual with us. Let us do the things according to the scripture. Unnecessary things we do. It is just time and effort and have no benefit or reward to us because that is not mandated for us. So let us think, let us heal the sick by putting our clothes on the ground and go with our emotions. It will not work well for us. And he left him and went out of the city into Bethany and he lodged. That was a day that Christ did say to the Lord, every day, from morning to evening, there is a journey. And we must face with the Holy Spirit of what we need to do. We should know our assignment, the direction we need to go, how to behave, sit on donkey not on a horse, on two donkeys to fulfill the scriptures. And it might be that day, a day that we need to turn table. Also that day, it could be that we need to meet certain people, get healed through our hands and prayers. We need to do that. We sing to the Lord, we pray to God, विषय उनके हैं, ये सोचते हैं। Learning for yourself is just to become before the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, thank you for reminding us to humble down. Today we are day faced with your word, with your will. Oh God, teach us these things in the name of Jesus. Continue to inspire us with the scriptures. Lord, our desire and heartfelt wish this evening that we fulfill the scriptures, not traditions or wishes or emotions. Lord, take us and mold us in the way you want us to be, lead us together in harmony and unity, because you want us to serve you, and we need to make you comfortable, not to disturb your peace every now and then by our jerk movement. Continue to remind us about this us and her baby, that they carry you in harmony, even they are different size, different age, but they were in faith. You were comforted riding on them. Teach us, oh God, even people cannot see that you ride on us, but let us be assured that you are serious and you will reward us. Lord, hear our prayer. Save us from troubles, from sicknesses, from enemies, from work of devil we come against, we repeat it all in the name of Jesus. Lord, change our hearts with the heart of faith, a heart of full trust in you, your great God. We thank you. Hold us, mold us in the way you want us to go on with you. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you for your word to us. Let your word be a fruit in our life, O God. Let the very work of sinning this message shall be accomplished. O God, may we live and every one of us to be perfected and mature, to be having more fruit of the Holy Spirit, love, peace and joy, patience, self-control, gentleness, kindness, Lord, perseverance, long-suffering, in the name of Jesus. Pray, raise up more workers, more humility, so that you can use us in the days to come. We pray that those people are having a trouble, provide jobs and reasons, open doors, fight enemies. Oh God, turn tables, O Lord. Oh God, we will move with you and we will reach the places that you want us to reach. We are willing to comply with you, dear. Take the message and make us those who are in need of it, O Lord. Bless us, O God, in thy glory to the Lord. Take your hand with us and keep us, Lord, from harm, lest we not suffer. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.